I come from a poor family. On Sundays at lunch, we used to argue over who would get the best part of the sardine.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
A little girl wrote this note. If I were invisible, I would check on my brother, see if he is being bad. If he is, I will tell on him, and then I will do it again. I like telling on my brother. My sons loved squealing on each other, too. My wife and I would try anything to convince these two guys to get along. Come on, you guys. We'd use ice cream, cheesecake. We'd buy them matching onesies. We'd squeeze them into a big t-shirt together. This is our get-along shirt, it said across the front. Nothing worked. If they weren't pulling on each other's hair or pelting one another with their mother's spaghetti, they were likely sleeping. When our boys grew a little older, they started venting this frustration at the golf course. They'd call fouls on each other, count each other's strokes to be certain there was no cheating going on. They'd make snorting noises during the other's backswing, step on each other's golf balls on putting greens when they weren't being watched. I will never forget the time Stephen hooked a big tee shot into the creek. Sploosh, said his little brother with a grin. Stephen exploded. Why, you little... I'm gonna... He took Jeff's golf clubs and hurled them into the creek. No, he didn't go that far, but he looked like he was about to. And he was going to use his club to hit a straight shot right at his brother. I said, Stephen, it's okay. He turned to me with a wounded look. He said, sploosh, he said. I was worried about these guys. I mean, really worried. Would they ever get along? Steve and Jeff laugh about it now, and believe it or not, they get along very well these days, which is more than can be said of too many adults. Just turn on the evening news. If it wasn't for grown-ups behaving badly, what would CNN have to talk about? Sadly, there's more than enough material for them these days. On July 7th, 2016, in Dallas, Texas, a group took to the streets to protest the killing of two African-American men by white police officers. During the protest, a man opened fire on officers, killing 5, wounding 9. After a standoff with police, the shooter was also killed. We live on a broken planet, don't we? You know, the Bible talks about a time when a little child will lead them. Sometimes, amid all the injustice and racism and unforgiveness, a child shows us adults where to go. Samia McLaughlin is a 9-year-old African-American girl from Detroit. After seeing coverage of the Dallas shooting on TV, Samia decided to do something about it. She used her birthday money to put together lunches for officers at the nearest police station. Samia said, I wanted to show them that I support them and I thank them for all that they do. I wanted to show them that all lives matter. Samia treated each officer to a sandwich, some fruit, a cookie, and chips. The police showed their gratitude by pinning her with a special badge and presenting her with an Officer of the Day certificate. I sometimes wonder what would happen if we turned stories like Samia's into headline news more often. If we filled our minds with tales of love, reconciliation, and forgiveness, rather than the opposite. I don't mean ignore evil, but encourage each other with good. Romans 7 instructs us to live at peace with everyone. It says, do not be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. So, way to go, Samia. It's not always easy, this loving each other, but joy and peace win as we do. Just ask my sons. They still make snorting sounds on the golf course during each other's backswings, but it is followed by a laugh now, especially when Steve hooks a ball into a creek and Jeff leans forward and whispers, sploosh.
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, my husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace. To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.org. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.